chairs ready?
Chairs, some table ready. Look, I put one on my shoulder.
Oh, yes.
And it's going to be large table.
You're getting the large table ready, are you?
And that's McDonald's table.
It is, yes. We've been to McDonald's, haven't we?
Yes, I know.
Who did we go with?
To me.
Who did we go to McDonald's with, Thomas?
There's some chips.
Yeah, you had some chips, but who did we go to McDonald's with? A treat from Daddy, wasn't it? I'm just going to pull the blind back so that's more light.
That's mine.
You've got me a table, have you?
Yes. It's mine.
What am I talking about? I mean, you've got a chair ready for me, not me a table. Right, should we move a little bit further that way, darling? There's not sort of room, is there?
But they're my animals. Oh no, my ambulance is gone.
Your ambulance is gone. Well, it makes a lot of noise, Thomas, doesn't it?
I need it.
Well, I've got something else in here for you.
Oh, yes!
What have we got in here?
That's brilliant.
What's brilliant?
This is definitely
brilliant. Yes, we'll have a look at that in a minute. Let's look let's look at these first.
Okay.
Oops! You've fallen off your chair. Oh, silly Billy. Look at these boxes, are quite nice, aren't they? Look, there's a new film
two
out.
Two ones.
Yes, two, the same. There's a film out at the cinema at the moment, Thomas, called The Tigger Movie. Yes, it's all about Tigger. And when you go to McDonald's, like we did, lunchtime, look, you get a Happy Meal and you get these little characters inside. What's that one doing? Boing, 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 boing. Who's that?
Tigger.
Tigger. And who's this one?
I don't know.
That's a kangaroo. Look. So look on the box.
Now, I get something.
Oh, no, later we'll look at that. Let's just talk about this first. No, otherwise you can't look. Come and sit down, otherwise you won't be looking at that. Look. What have we got in
the box? I don't need to read this.
What are they?
Frogs.
Frogs. Fancy
boing, boing, boing,
boing, boing, boing.
A fish.
Piglet with a fish.
Piglet on a fish.
And who's that in there?
Eagle.
Oh, look.
Another frog.
Another frog. Do you remember what those are? We look at those. When we go and see the swans on the pond, we've got those there. Bulrushes. And you've got Winnie the Pooh and Piglet, haven't you?
Now, that box.
No.
Yes.
No.
I don't need to read it. Later.
You want to read that later?
Yes.
Eeyore.
You put it
we were just on. Trying to find, look, kangaroo. Kanga and baby Roo. This is Kanga, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kanga is baby Roo's mother. She carries Roo in her pocket. Kanga is very busy looking after baby Roo. Roo makes friends with Tigger. One day Kanga gives Roo and Tigger a picnic. Don't get into mischief, she calls. But Roo and Tigger climb a tree. We can't get down, cries Roo. Isn't it fun? Pooh and Piglet and Christopher Robin help get them down. Come on, Tigger, calls Roo. It's easy. Who did you get into mischief with yesterday?
Lulu.
Who came to see you?
It has been me surviving.
No, it has been my lot here. Jake, Kelly, and Georgia.
Isabel.
No, Isabel didn't come. It was Jake, Kelly and Georgia. And did you have some little cakes and biscuits?
Yes. And then a plane got you some of the little things.
You were playing with some little things together, were you? What were you playing with?
Chocolate. show you.
You need to show me.
Okay. See you, Mummy.
Oh, Thomas, right. Now don't climb up there, love.
Getting something.
No, I know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Those. Do you know what those are?
Yeah.
That's a spice rack. Oh, look, there's a big lorry going past. Look at that.
Oh, your skip lorry is not going to skip.
Has it not got a skip on it?
No. Mummy.
Yes, I was talking to Geraldine and baby Georgia. And you and Jake were in the kitchen very quiet and you climbed up, hadn't you? You got this. What's this? Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's been there all this time and you've never once worried about it. And then Jake came and you saw it. Look, this is called revolving Thomas.
Now, take it off.
That's right. When something goes round and round like that, it's called revolving.
Take it off. I'm busy doing glasses.
You're busy doing that? You're taking off the jaws?
Yes.
Now be careful, don't take any more off now because we need to put those back down. These are herbs and spices. Do you want to smell them? Don't put any in your mouth. Gosh, that's full. You smell that? That's sage. Christmas dinner, you have sage and onion stuffing. And this is parsley sauce. Parsley. You don't remember this, but Mummy and Grandma last year made some parsley sauce to go with fish. And we had a real disaster, smell that. Don't take any more out, we'll put these back. Some more smells. Oh, now what's passing? Lots of things on the road today. That's a nice one, that's rosemary. When Mummy was a little girl, there was a programme on the television called The Herb Garden or The Herbs. It was something like that. And all the characters had different names. There was Parsley the Lion. I can't remember what the policeman was called, but there was a policeman.
Called Sorry George. Not yet. Not put them away. Just want to put them here.
Well, you've got two more jars, aren't there? What have you got now? Oh, this is what we put on pizza.
Pizza.
That smells strong.
Yes. Evil.
This is another one that smells strong. This is curry powder. You like curries, don't we? You smell that with that bright powder. Gosh, is that strong?
Evil.
These are little seeds, caraway seeds to make a caraway cake. Do you like that? Smells a bit like toothpaste, actually, Tim. Is that? Smell that.
Yes.
There's another one that will smell like toothpaste. There should be some mint somewhere. We grow mint in the garden, don't we? Oh, this is strong. Now, if you've got toothache, these are good. This is a clove. You smell that? Does that smell like the dentist? You smell that again. That's a poorly tooth. That's a good thing to have.
Okay, I turn it round.
I'm going to just try and find... Oh, now you know that ginger pussycat that comes to see Purdy?
Mm-hmm.
And this spice is called ginger. This is ground ginger, not fresh ginger. Just smell this. Remember when we made gingerbread men and ginger biscuits? Has that gone up your nose? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sorry, Thomas.
We use that when we make ginger biscuits, but when Mummy makes a ginger cake, we usually use fresh ginger. We grate it, don't we? Mint. This should smell like toothpaste. Let's just smell this. Ooh, smell that, Thomas.
Yuck, cake.
Yuck? What does that smell like?
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste and what else?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can normally smell that a mile off. When Grandma comes... What does Grandma normally have in her bag?
Mint.
Yes, so what is that smell of?
Mint.
Mint. Shall we go and have a polo?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like a polo?
Yes. That's more like Nana's.
Oh, like Nana's. Be careful with this. She will spin it very, very gently. And don't take the tops off unless Mummy's here. We'll go and find a polo.
Oh,
God, can we not manage to get them all out? If it's a careful, because the little jars are made of glass. Right. Oops. I'll have that. Mine. Oh, right. I was going to say I'll have that when it's gone on the floor, but you have it if you like. Mmm. So we've been to the last music lesson today before Easter. What did Junior say to you?
Pretty toes and pat my head.
You said happy Easter, Thomas, and he patted your head, didn't he?
Bob the Builder.
Oh, Bob the Builder's on television. We haven't got the sound on, have we? We've just got the picture.
I need the sound on.
Oh no, we've plenty of time for the sound on. What's happening? You can tell me what's happening.
Bob the Builder's busy.
Bob the Builder's busy. So when Julian said Happy Easter, Thomas, and tapped you on your head, did you say Happy Easter back to Julian?
Mm.
And what did you say to that?
Mm.
We sang the Hot Cross Bun song again, didn't we? And cheek, 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 chicken, lens left for me. I caught some of those polo into my mouth. Oh, there are lots of herbs and spices. There are a lot more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 different sorts of herbs and spices.
We can buy icy biscuits. You need these.
Icy biscuits? Well, we haven't got any icy biscuits. You call the little ice gems icy biscuits, don't you? They've got piped icing on the top. But, we've gone through them and we had to hoover up, didn't we? Because we had Jake and Georgia here. And Jake and Georgia went home.
Yeah.
And it was raining. And we couldn't really go anywhere, could we? And we were busy at 5 o'clock. So after Jake and Georgia went, we rang up Lynn and said, what are Ben and Charlotte doing? And they weren't doing anything, were they?
Yeah, we're just watching. Tweenies.
They were just watching the tweenies, were they? Well, I don't know what they were doing, but she said they weren't doing anything in particular. And they've been round, haven't they? Just for an hour. And what did you do? You had more icy biscuits and more little chocolate cakes, didn't you? Can you hear something?
It's the dustbin man.
Oh, it won't be the dustbin man now, Thomas. One of the neighbours is having a conservatory built, and there's quite a lot of...
I'm going to put them here.
All right. Quite a lot of building machines, aren't there? There's the mixing machine and the lorry that delivered the gravel and the big digger.
Do you not go to digger?
Pardon?
Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder's not got a digger.
Well...
I'm sure he has. There's his digger. It's called Scoop, isn't it? Oh, I get mixed up, Thomas. Now, looking at the television, which is the yellow one and which is the red one? Oh! Bob's
the yellow one, that's the red one.
No, but which is the digger? Is one a digger and one a snowplow?
A spud.
That's spud, yes. That's a sort of scarecrow thing.
Then?
Yeah, we're both crunching pomos, aren't we?
And Travis.
And Travis is the tractor, that's right. So I still don't know which is which, Thomas.
The scoop. That's a school clown.
It's Red Scoop. And who's Muck?
That one.
The yellow one. So is Scoop a snowplough? And Muck a digger? Are they both diggers?
Yeah.
They're both diggers.
Lots of diggers.
Lots of diggers.
Smell this one.
You want to smell the ginger one again?
Yeah.
Gently.
Ginger.
So after we'd been to music lesson, we went into that shop in Didsbury and bought a flag, didn't we?
Well, Didsbury.
In Didsbury, the shop in Didsbury, your flag. Where's your flag?
Behind the settee.
Is it behind the settee? What have you been doing with your flag?
Waving the train off.
Waving the trains off?
Then there's station. I get it. See, Mum.
You're going to get it. You're going to see me in a moment, are you?
Mummy?
Yes.
It's folded up.
Mummy folded it up.
That's on me.
Just rolled it up so it doesn't spoil and rolled it round
there. And there's a train on a big bridge.
Yes, that's right. After you'd waved your flag at the train, we saw another one on the bridge, didn't we?
I'm not waving.
Did we go to sit to meet Ben and Charlotte's daddy coming home from work?
Yes, the pool bend.
Poor Ben, I know. Well, we all went to the station, didn't we? We all went for a walk. And we saw one or two trains coming and going from the airport, didn't we? And one from Blackpool. But then one of the trains that came from the airport had Ben and Charlotte's daddy on it, didn't it?
Poor Ben.
And when daddy got off, Ben and Charlotte had to go home with their daddy and mummy.
Poor.
But we decided to stay because we'd gone to look at the trains, really, haven't we? Ben and Charlotte had just come with us because that's what we were going to do. And Ben didn't want to go home with his daddy, did he? He wanted to stay with us. I suppose, really, we should have said he could have stayed, but I don't know whether I could have coped with two little boys. Do you think I could have managed? Would you have been good little boys? Oh, thank you. This is mint again. I like to spell mint.
Put the lid on.
Put the lid on.
Okay. The seal.
Right.
This is the seal.
Where does it go? Do you like to put it back?
No.
In that slot there.
Thank you. Tira.
Thank you very much. Could I have another one, please?
Okay.
I don't mind which one.
Ginger one.
The ginger one again. That's your favourite, isn't it? Nice. Would you like to smell? There you are. Ginger and mint.
Oh, pancake.
Can you remember which one it was that Mummy said was good when the dentist, when you had a poorly tooth? Which one was that? Cloves.
That's cloves.
No, keep going. Keep going. Slowly, slowly. Slowly. Ah, it's on that one. It's on that one. One of those. One of those is good for a poorly tooth. Which one? No.
This one?
Yes. Oh, no, not from this side. Sorry.
This one?
Yes.
No, give it to the lady.
Give it to the lady, give it to me. Oh, there's some money.
Thank you.
Look, mixed spice. This is what we use quite a lot at Christmas. Mm. You smell it. Ooh, it's a strong, spicy smell. We might have to make some hot cross buns. Mm. You know we eat hot cross... I can't say it, hot cross buns. We eat a lot, actually, don't we? Because we like them. Really, you're supposed to only have one good friend, which is next Friday. Oh, and that one. What's this? Don't even recognise this nutmeg. That smells very strong. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So next Friday, Thomas, it will be Good Friday. And then it will be Easter Saturday. And we're going to see Mum and Grandad Bilby in York. And then it will be Easter Sunday when you can open your Easter eggs. And on Monday, Monday, it's a bank holiday Monday. And Daddy will be at home all day. But Good Friday, Daddy's got to go to work. But really, you see, we're supposed to save our hot cross buns and just eat them on Good Friday.
No, I didn't do that.
Do you?
Yes.
Right, well, let's just put these all back, shall we?
Okay,
right. Just tidy this. That's it.
I'll tidy this. Will I put it?
Okay. You put it on there, that's a good boy.
Right, I'll get it.
Well, this has got to go back first, Thomas.
You'll get it back.
Just a minute.
I get it ready. Like a big match. So, I get it.
Oops, the daisy.
I got it. I got it.
What is it you found?
My fire engine.
A fire engine?
This one. Look!
Goodness me.
Right now, this is Bob. Look in here. Right now, it's a fire engine.
Right. Well, let me tell you what's happened.
Okay.
I've been so proud of you because when you were opening your birthday present, you got two jigsaws the same, you got two postman pats, and you got, what else did you get? Two videos, two Bob the Builder videos. Well, you didn't. You got two postman pats, two different people gave you postman pat. Sonny gave you a video you'd already got. You got two jigsaws the same. And you got something else as well. And you know, you never said a word. You knew you'd already got them, didn't you? And you just said, thank you very much. You're so polite.
Alice's barking.
Alice's barking. Well, that must mean somebody's coming. So, Mummy's been to the shop.
But which Wellington?
William's Wish Wellington. Listen, Mummy went to the shop. And she's exchanged some of your parcels. So nobody need know what they bought you, you'd already got. Not everybody got lots of nice things that you haven't got.
Right, now.
And we bought you.
Yes, this!
You've had a Bob the Builder plate and bowl, this new fire engine, which you haven't seen because Mummy hid this, didn't she?
Yes!
And what else did you get? Oh, your policeman's helmet.
And my ambulance.
And your ambulance. So we got all those things in exchange for presents.
Look at crocodiles.
Yes.
Look at lion.
Now this fire engine is a lion on the television. This fire engine isn't like the one that makes a noise.
No.
It's a Duplo Lego one. Or Lego Duplo. So you've got all sorts of other bits and pieces, haven't you? You've got diggers and trays and all sorts. So you can put all the Lego pieces together. Shall we keep the box?
Yeah, I put it there.
Right.
Where are the teas?
This is exciting, isn't it?
You put it here. Well,
look, there's a picture on the box of what the fireman's doing when he's waking this little bag, which contains some more Lego bricks.
Oh yeah. Then ready to set off.
Fire engine's ready to set off.
Got this thing on the back. A ladder.
Right, what's on the back there? Looks like they've built something. Look, this must be a water canister, Thomas. Look at this, isn't this fantastic? Look, a water pump, and that's his hose. Psh, 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 psh. There's a fan. Look, I bet the hose goes in the fireman's hand, don't you?
Hose goes in the hand. It's nothing on fire now. Nothing's on fire.
Isn't there?
No.
Well, it makes a change, doesn't it?
Real fire engines have some needles.
Now, how does this go?
How does it go? Look at the siren! Look at the siren!
That's right, your fire engine siren.
Nino, Nino!
Doesn't come with sound, but you'll supply the sound, won't you? Mm. Is this a nice present? They were nice presents anyway, Thomas, weren't they? People bought you. I mean, there's some beautiful, beautiful things, and you're such a lucky boy. But there's no point having two of the same thing, is there?
No.
I'll tell you what, we must try and remember to get our thank you letters out this weekend. We're a bit naughty, haven't we, not sending thank you letters?
Oh dear, I have.
Have you?
Yes,
I really
know. Who's this? A
pussycat. A pussycat looks like a little dog. He's all sorts of things on his fire engine, hasn't he? Did you put that there? That's very clever. It's the elevator, isn't it?
Nino, Nino.
We seem to have a spare Lego brick. Why do you think that needs to go there?
Yay!
Can you see all these dials and clocks and things there? Look, that must be the water pressure.
Oh, you
don't know what that is.
There's under here. Oh no!
It's all right. It hasn't broken. The hose just clips on there.
Where?
The fireman can stand in there. Look, and go up on his ladder. Look at that. Oh, isn't that super?
And I need that fireman.
Don't you? You knew where the lights went, didn't you? Straight away. You clever.
Nino, Nino!
It looks as if the hose pipe might go through there, look, as well. So he can actually carry the hose pipe on the fire engine.
What's this go on?
Look at that.
Does this go on the top?
If you'd like it on the top, it would go on the top perfectly. It might just fit on there like that.
Oh, yes! That's funny.
Do you think we've put that on the right place?
Yes.
Do we need the fireman now? Look at this. He's a smart fireman. He's got a white helmet as well.
I don't need him.
Don't you?
Hmm.
Well, how does the fire engine run without the fireman?
Not only are you, but I put it in the building.
It's the building?
Yes, it's a scaffold.
Scaffolding. It's come with a little booklet as well, Thomas, so we can look at all the other things that they do. You've got quite a few Lego bits now, bits and pieces, haven't you?
Something's on fire.
Is it?
Yes.
What's on fire? Mummy
says.
Mummy's on fire?
Mm.
Oh, look, they do it like a police station, Thomas. Look, with the police helicopter, they've got the same black dog. The same dog that you've got now with your
fire.
There's the racing car. You've got that already, haven't you?
Look.
Temperature up, that's rather nice, isn't it? And there's a man there, like the man that you're missing. Is that the sound of the water coming out of the hose? Is that all you're going to say?
Siren, siren.
I think Daddy would quite enjoy playing with this, don't you?
Yes, it's difficult.
Is it difficult?
Got a police station. I've not got a police station.
No, you haven't. You've got a police car though, haven't you?
I've got a police car.
I'm not quite sure what that Lego brick there is for. We can't see the other side. Perhaps it's just a spare brick. Ah. Now. This is interesting, Thomas.
It's a different how look. I used to go. There's another fireman.
Because look on this picture, the fireman's got this here. Just the.
I'm not taking Nino's off.
Nino. That's the wonderful thing about this level. You can do so many different things with it, can't you?
Yeah.
Look at this now. Goes round there. So if the fireman needs to rescue a pussycat from the tree, look, he can go dum 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 dum. He can go all the way up his ladder, like this. And he needs his legs straight, but his arms need to go up.
and come down again.
You can come down again, yes.
Rescue the fish. Come down and rescue the fish.
Can he?
Look, I've got a fish in my hand.
A fish? He's rescued a fish, has he? Where's he rescued a fish from, Thomas?
Because he stuck.
Where was the fish stuck?
In Charlie Button's in the roof.
That's a funny thing. The fish was stuck in some chocolate buttons on the roof.
Yes.
Now look what the fireman's doing now.
Not yet.
Look, he's right at the top of his ladder with his hose pipe. Does that still fit on there? Yes.
Up,
there. This is lovely, isn't it?
I just said, Alina, Alina!
Oh, look.
The beavers.
The fireman's at the ladder, and what he doesn't know is who's got into the fire engine. Who's got into the fire engine?
A fireman got on your head!
See?
Yeah. Oh!
Poor fireman, he fell off, didn't he?
So now, where's this going?
Where shall we put? Shall we move that up a little bit? If we move that there. Oh, I was taking it apart. You've got the Lego digger that Grandma bought you. There's a hook, that's right. I bet your train would clip onto the back of that, or the digger. The new digger that you got for your birthday, do you think that would hook on the back?
I do, yeah.
You think so? Lots of things now. Oh, is the train pulling the fire engine? It's good, isn't it?
Look!
We could clip that onto there and that onto there. Who's pulling who? Is the fire engine pulling the train with the horse and trailer? Or is the train pulling the fire engine?
Look!
This is handy. Look who's stuck up here.
Pussycat.
A pussycat. Look, do you think the fireman could go and we'll rescue her?
Thomas
is rescuing her.
He's up. The front.
Does that go in the front?
No.
Mummy doesn't know. Could you show me, please?
Right here.
Oh, I don't think it goes there. Oh, there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yes.
That little Lego train, though, Thomas, has to be the best thing that you've ever been given, I think. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Play with that train for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That's good, isn't it? We can put some bricks in the back there, can't we?
need to move those things.
You need to move those things. Would you be happier on the floor, do you think?
Yeah.
Might be a little bit more room on the floor.
Okay. You take those. I've got those on the floor.
So if you look at the box and look at the picture on the box, well, there's all sorts of different things you can do with it, isn't there? The hose pipe seems to go round here like this. The smaller hose pipe, this must be how the fireman carry a hose to a fire. Oopsie-daisy. Chris Thomas, when you're very engrossed in something like this, you don't really say a lot, do you? So you're busy watching and looking.
Look, I found.
What have you found?
This fireman.
The fireman.
What are you looking at?
Well, there was a big bang then. Did you hear the big bang? And Alice started to bang.
Push it. What's that?
I don't know what's happening. Oopsie daisy. You've got your foot stuck in the bag that the Lego came in.
And Floppy?
Can you see now that the hose is on the back of the fire engine? Dog wants to go for a ride on your train. Is there room?
Yes. There's got dogs in the trailer.
Yes. So what's happening to the horse? Is the horse having to walk?
No, it's moving in the trailer.
I wonder what all these little controls are, Thomas, on the fire engine. What do you think they do?
Cheeps.
It makes a lovely noise, doesn't it? Clickety-click. Where's the train going to, Thomas?
It's going to Cheshire.
Going to where?
Going to Cheshire.
Going to Cheshire? Mm. Oh, we live in Cheshire.
A top pot.
Going to
school pot. It's going to Cambridge.
Where's it going, love?
Cambridge. That.
It's going to Cambridge?
That's no more like poo. That's funny noise. Can you see it? Yeah, Mummy, I thought that noise was a poo.
You thought that noise was a poo? What noise?
That noise goes round and round and round. That's more like a poo.
Is it? Mm. Oh, if you say so.
What's in there?
I think there's some building bricks in the back of the digger.
Yes. Where does these go?
You can build a wall with those, can't you?
Big high up wall.
A big high up wall, a tall wall. A tower. That's a good name for a high building, isn't it? A tower.
It got very fast.
Is it?
Yes. You watch.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's almost going as quickly as the fire engine.
Hiding.
Is it hiding?
What is moving?
Hiding from the dustbin men? Why is the train hiding from the dustbin men, Dominic?
Because not him, be that big bang.
Are you? Oh, right. Has it been to hear the big bang? Did we have a nice time at the station when we went?
What? Yes. What's that?
Well, I think that was the water pump. Look, we've got the hose pipes. This is how the firemen carry the hoses on the lorry. And then when they get to a fire, they need to get a good supply of water, don't they? I'm having an awful job lifting that up there. I can't get it up.
Look, that's more like a cheese.
More like a cheese? It's more like a thin slice of cheese, isn't it?
I need some cheese.
Do you?
Yeah. I need another polo.
You need another polo? Go on, I'll give you a polo since it's still here. What do you say?
Yes, please, Mummy.
Yes, please. Polo coming up in the back of the dump truck. You've got to find it before you can have it.
Thank you, Dumper. Thank you, Dumper.
Thank you, Dumper. That's good. All right.
I love you.
You love me?
You're my tigger.
Oh, you
love your head.
You love my hair. My hair probably looks a bit of a mess today, Thomas.
Before?
Well, whenever we go to... I was going to say by the drum time, but you don't like that. You like music lessons, don't you? When we go to music lessons, one of the things that Julian has us doing right at the end is we have to lie down and listen to a piece of classical music. But when I lie down, you always grab my hair, don't you? And pull my hair.
Like a baby.
Like a baby? Oh, yes, she used to do that all the time when you were a baby. Mummy's hair was your comfort blanket, wasn't it?
Look, there's money.
Oh, yes. Well, the chocolate buttons, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. There's a funny sort of bird on the television, like a... what do you call it? Cockatoo or something like that. Do you know what its necklace is made from, Thomas? You know those buttons you can buy from the Early Learning Centre where you thread them with cotton? The bird's wearing a necklace made from those buttons. And it's supposed to be counting out some
money. Where are you then?
Pardon?
Like, the wall on Disney Station.
What about this Disbury Station?
The wall on the railway track.
Oh, the wall on the railway track, that's right, yes. We had a look at the train track, didn't we? Somebody dropped a glove. And there was some wool, wasn't there?
Yes. Then the magpie on the train line and pussycat crossing.
We saw a pussycat crossing the train line. It's a good job there wasn't a train coming at the time, isn't it?
Another polo.
No, no more polos for us, I know.
It's only that number.
No, I don't think so.
It's for you.
I think so, yes.
I need to get one.
No, tell us.
I'm getting one. I need one. I need one.
Pink. Is there anything we've missed off from this?
Yeah.
Now, do you think the fire engine looks ready to go now after an emergency? We could always put that brick there, couldn't we?
Yeah.
That's perhaps where the little dog could sit. Where's the dog?
No.
Well, I think he's ended up going on the train, hasn't he?
Oh, train.
On your little Lego train. Have you not hidden the dog? There we are. The ladders are ready, his lights are on, he's got his hoses at the back. I suppose he must take that with him when he goes, doesn't he?
I having another polo.
Are instead. You now? You're having another polo instead of what?
Because you're making the fire engine ready.
Oh, well, I'm getting the fire engine ready. You're making a polo.
I'm gonna get it.
Well, I'll get you another one, let me.
Okay.
That's it now, they're going away.
Okay.
It's not good to have a lot of things like that. This is some more Lego. I think it was a red and a blue brick that came with the digger, wasn't it?
These are rough.
Pardon?
These are rough. The buttons are wrong.
Sorry?
The Ninos are rough.
Oh, the Ninos are off. Yes, they don't flash, I'm afraid, those lights, do they?
No.
Look, these are some more Lego bricks that we got one day. I think that was from McDonald's, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Down, down, get me down.
You're putting the pussy. There we are. That's the little cockerel, isn't it?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Meow, meow, get me down. Is that what you said? The pussycat sitting on top of the cockerel's head.
Tom's rescued.
Yeah. You're rescued. Well, look, the fire engine.
It's Purdy.
Is it? It is, actually. Yes, the Lego cat's called Purdy. Oh, don't let the fire engine run the pussycat over. Stop, fire engine, stop.
I found it near your pussycat.
It's very near the pussycat, isn't it? Look, the digger's coming to scoop the pussycat safely out of the way of the fire engine. Up you go, pussycat.
And down, and lift.
And down.
Lift, and then Mum's arms.
Aw. It was being lifted up and down by the digger, was it? It is rather like a lift, that, isn't it? When you get in the lift, which buttons do we press?
Several buttons.
Did you say several buttons?
Yes.
That's very clever. Yes, there are several buttons.
And fireman's ladders.
Pussycat jumped onto the fireman's ladders. The fireman's going to get a big surprise, isn't he, when he stops and looks at his ladders. Psh.
Fireman's near you. And Tom's rescue. And he's straight in your arms.
He's jumped straight into my arms. Hello, pussycat. Ah. What's the pussycat doing? Purring? Like that. Oh, that's a sign of a contented pussycat, isn't it?
And the fire engine say, Nero, it's a gosh.
Pussycat's jumped onto the wall now.
Get me down.
Get me down.
Nero. Thomas rescued. Yeah!
Oh, well done, Thomas. You've rescued the pussycat again. Isn't it a naughty pussycat? It's always running away. Oh!
I'm running again.
Oh, no! It's jumped on top of the cockerel's head.
And Thomas rescued again.
Thomas has rescued us again. Hello, pussycat. Right, I'm just going to get a sort of milk for the pussycat. You be a good pussycat. He's got on the back of the racing car.
And then sit down. It's near the fire engine.
It's near the fire engine.
And you got a lovely time on the fire engine ladders. Having a nice time.
It's having a nice time, is it, the pussycat? Psh. Is it having a really lovely time with the fireman and fireman's ladders?
Lanterns. There's ladder, there's tail.
Can you see? Did you just see? Oh, look, on the television, what's that?
Fire engine near the pussycat's tail.
It's the fire engine near the pussycat's tail. Look, it's a kangaroo on television, like this. Kangaroo, we were talking about kangaroo a few minutes ago.
It's
oh, and look, there's some piglets on the television there. Drinking milk from the mummy pig.
I'm away!
Did you notice on the television the baby kangaroo was sitting in the pouch of the mummy kangaroo? Oh, and who's that now?
I jumped on mummy's other arm.
Psh, the The pussycat's jumped on Mummy's other arm.
And the fireman did.
Hello.
Just in line.
Hello, fireman. How are you?
Fine.
Fine? Guess what, fireman? I've got a real problem. I've got this pussycat that keeps getting in your way and jumping everywhere.
Yes.
Would you like to take the pussycat home?
Of course.
Where shall we put her?
It's in the middle of the road.
In the middle of the road?
Yeah.
Well, that's not looking after a pussycat, is it? Putting it in the middle of the road.
But I need ladders and turn it around.
He's put the pussycat on his ladders and he's turning the fire engine around. I thought perhaps the fireman would like to take the pussycat home to look after it at home, or could it go and live at the fire station? And then all the firemen would have a pussycat because the fire station's open all through the day and all through the night, isn't it?
And I'll go on that road.
Because if the pussycat got to know all the firemen, you would have a lot of people to take care of it. And then perhaps, when there was a fire, the pussycat could go along as well. Check everything's all right.
It's on your top of the head.
Oh, the pussycat on my head. No, it's on your head.
A crash in under there.
Oh, and kangaroo keeps bouncing.
I do it.
You'd like to do it. Oh. The little ticker doesn't make... Thomas, be careful. Oh, why didn't you jump, bounce that far? Where's the ticker? The ticker's more a sort of boing boing noise,
isn't it? Up in the sky.
Up in the sky. The wonderful thing about ticker is tickers are wonderful things. The tops are made out of bottoms. The bottoms are made out of springs. They're bouncy, 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 fun, 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 fun. One of the most wonderful things about Tigger is I'm the only one.
Look, I drawed under here.
I know you did. You got some crayons the other day and you crayoned on top of the, underneath the table. It is your play table, not Mummy and Daddy's table, but you still got to look after furniture.
There's a little piece of...
You're going under the table, are you now? Have a look at your artwork.
Don't bring it to here.
Who's here?
This woman.
No, darling, no.
I heard an orchestra on the road.
Yes, it was just a car driving past. Oh, now look at the television. There's a pussycat with some kittens. Look. Oh, look at the kittens with the mummy. There's some sellotape on your table because I was using this table the day we were wrapping past the parcel presents. Do you remember? We wrapped them up on this little table, didn't we, together? That's it. It's some sticky tape. Can you pull it off?
Can't. No.
Shall we do it together? Or perhaps it's a job for the fireman.
I think I have another problem.
I don't think you will, actually, Thomas. I think I've hidden them. Look at the hippopotamus now on television. Oh, and the baby elephant. It's obviously a programme about big animals and their babies.
Okay, look. Another
one falling
over.
Yes, it's a tiny elephant, isn't it? They're otters.
Where are the ponies?
They've just disappeared. I gave them to the fireman because he'd done such a good job putting out the fireman that I gave him some, and I gave the train driver some, and I gave the digger driver some, and I gave the racing car driver some. And that was it. By the time all those people had them, there were none left. You need some. Oh no, I don't think so. You've had three polo mints. No. No more. Would you like to put that little bit of sticky tape in the dustpan, please, for Mummy?
I'll put it on the chair.
Not on the chair. We'll just take it off the table. If you put it on the chair, somebody's going to sit on it, aren't they? Talking of which, look at the swan. Sitting on her nest.
Only no polos.
I haven't got the polos, darling, though. The polos have gone away.
Around your back?
No, they're not round my back. They've gone. Look, can you see the flying ducks now?
Yeah.
We see ducks flying over here, don't we? Well, the Canada geese fly.
Four.
That's when they're leaving the pond. They fly like that, don't they?
Sophie's on fire!
Oh, where?
Mummy's on fire.
Mummy's on fire.
Okay, get out.
Mummy's on fire.